You belong to me, we tell him. And the cold truth of it is in our voice. And for just a moment he forgets that he cannot breathe, as the true shape of his future fills his mind, and he flails his arms for just 1 second, before we pull again, a little harder now. Enough, we say, and the frigid hiss of our command voice stops him immediately. We let his nasty little world grow dark again, not as much now, just enough so that when we loosen again he will have a very small hope, a frail hope, a hope made of moonbeams, a hope that will live just long enough to keep him docile and quiet until that quietness, too, becomes forever. Drive, we tell him with a very slight twitch of the noose, and we let him rasp in a breath. For a moment he does not move, and we jerk the noose. Now, we say, and with a spasm of movement to tell us he is eager to please, he pushes the car into gear and we roll slowly out of the driveway and away from the pastel yellow house, away from his small and dirty life on earth, and into the dark and joyous future of this wonderful, moonlit night. We take him to the empty house with the nylon tight around his throat, quickly and carefully, marching him through the darkness and into the room we have readied, into the plastic-wrapped room where golden shafts of moonlight stab through the skylight and light up the butcher block as if it were the altar in a cathedral of pain. And it is a true temple of suffering, and tonight we are its priest, master of the rites, and we will lead him through our ritual and into the last epiphany, to the final release into grace. We hold him there by the butcher block and let him breathe, just for a moment, just long enough to let him see what is waiting, and his fear grows once more as he understands that this is all just for him. And he twists around to look at us and see if maybe this is some rough joke. Hey, he says in a voice already half ruined. Recognition trickles into his face, and he shakes his head slightly, as much as the noose will let him. You're that cop, he says. And now there is new hope in his eyes, and it blossoms into boldness as he ratchets on in his newly raspy voice. You're the fucking cop that was with that crazy bitch cop. Motherfucker, you are in so much fucking trouble. I am fucking well going to have your ass in jail for this, you piece of shit. And we pull on the noose very hard now, and the sound of his filthy crow-sounding words stops as though it had been cut off by a knife. And once more his world grows dark, and he scrabbles feebly at the nylon on his throat until he forgets what his fingers are for, and his hands fall away as he drops to his knees and sways there for just a moment while I pull it tighter, tighter, until at last his eyes roll up into his head and he goes slack, flopping bonelessly to the floor. We work quickly now, heaving him onto the butcher block, cutting away the clothing, taping him down into unmoving readiness before he wakes, which he quickly does, eyes fluttering open, arms twitching slightly against the tape as he explores his new and final position. The eyes go wider, and he tries so very hard to move away, but he cannot. And we watch him for just a moment, letting the fear grow, and with it grows the joy. This is who we are. This is what we are for, the conductor of the dark ballet. And this night is our concert. And the music rises, and we take him away to where the dance begins. The lovely choreography of the end, with its same sharp steps and familiar movements, and its smells of fear amid the soft sounds of tape and terror. And the knife is sharp and swift and certain tonight as it races to the well-known rhythm of the slowly swelling music of the moon that rises and grows into the final chorus of fulfillment until joy, joy, joy is in the world.